Good afternoon, everyone. So sometimes you may find yourself very difficult to focus, isn't it? And the mind is just very difficult and to become peaceful and calm. And actually the Buddha taught 40 meditation subjects. Sometimes at times you need to do some others practice. For example, sometimes you have lots of this fault-finding mind. And it goes on and on and on. And you find it very difficult to focus. So today I would like to talk about one of these practice that is one of the divine abiding. That is sympathetic joy mudita. Because the first one is a metta. Metta is to have to overcome ill will, anger, and this another, the second one is a compassion, then the third one is sympathetic joy. So this sympathetic joy, that is you rejoice in the good fortune of others, you rejoice the goodness of others. So this is the antidote for fault-finding mind. So this is this is a very important factor, and it is one of the factor of enlightenment. So because this joy gives you the energy, arouse the energy, because at times you do need to have this energy, because sometimes we find that we need to inspire ourselves. So that's why when we reflect on the goodness of others, to inspire ourselves, to arouse this energy, this power. And this type of energy, this power, actually is a noble power. It's not the energy that restless, that, you know, the mind keep wandering off. And this type of joy actually leads you to peace, leads you to calm. It's not the kind of energy like those restless energy that leads you, your mind is is very obsessed, you know, very obsessive, the kind of energy. But this kind of energy actually leads you to peace and calm. So how to practice this sympathetic joy? So this this mudita that you reflect, you have to start with yourself first, because it's easier to start with not from ourselves, the person that you like. So you start from the person that you like, the person that you for example, your benefactor, those who you admire them very much and you respect them so much. So it's easier to bring that, you know, to arouse the energy. So when you feel inspired, and that to give you the joy. So when you have the joy, then the mind becomes, you have the joy, you have the energy. When you have the energy, the mind you have the tranquility, it's very quick. After, when you have the tranquility, you have the happiness. When you have the happiness, you have the stillness, and the mind become very peaceful. So that's like, so you start with bringing someone that you love or someone that you respect the most to mind, and rejoice in the goodness of that person. How good is the person is, you know, the good quality of the person, and arouse the joy, you know, the energy, the joy in your heart. Then after that, when you have, you feel the sense of joy, that rapture in within yourself, you can start to bring out, you know, reflect, you know, the goodness of the good fortune of someone neutral. For example, some of you come here, you don't know each other, so maybe you rejoice, you know, the fact that all of you, you know, rather than going somewhere else, and someone, you know, take up the path, take up this path of practice, you know, come all the way here to practice. Oh, is it wonderful? All the people around me, they're so wonderful, you know, that make the effort to come here to do practice, you know, to rejoice the goodness of, you know, the people around you, and bring out the joy. So and then you have to come from the easy one to the difficult one. The difficult is the person that you hate the most. So isn't it, we think that those people that are really nasty, you think that they do not deserve that, isn't it? Do not deserve our good wishes. They do not deserve that to have this good fortune, isn't it? Oh, how come that such a terrible person? How come they have all these good good things happen to them? So it's very difficult, but that's why you have to start from the easy one. So then only you go to someone that you dislike, someone that is difficult and cause you lots of difficulties. So you reflect, you know, to try to bring up the person. So it's very difficult to find someone is really holy, you know, they have no good qualities. Sometimes they do have the good qualities, you know, but only thing that we got to look at the good qualities of that person, you know, bring that person and reflect, you know, rejoice, you know, in the goodness of that person, to feel happy for that person. So when you practice this kind of this mudita, you have to be careful that not to go into all these excesses of the delight, like merriment, for example. Like sometimes you think that you rejoice in the goodness of others. Maybe your friend won a lotto. You say, "Oh yes, good. Let's celebrate. We rejoice in the goodness, good fortune of you. Let's we have party." So that kind of joy will not lead you to peace and happiness. That kind of, you know, going after the senses. So this kind of joy, so beware of that, because sometimes people tend to go into the kind of excessive delight joy that is all outside ourselves. It's not within ourselves. So this kind of joy will not lead you to peace, will not lead you to calmness, stillness. So this is one of the practice. And actually this sympathetic joy, the mudita, is one of the four divine abhinde. Actually this can, if you practice this, actually it can lead you to third jhana. So that's why it's one of the practice, because at times we do need that, and especially it's help to overcome the fault-finding mind. So this is one of the way. So sometimes at times we need to practice metta, and sometimes compassion, and sometimes we need to practice sympathetic joy, and this rejoicing the good fortune of others. So there are many different ways of the Buddha's taught these 40 meditation subjects. Sometimes we can make use of different type of practice, you know, this reflection, to help us, to inspire us, to arouse the energy. So this kind of energy, this kind of power is a noble energy, noble power, because it's connect to the path, connect to the leading to the fruits that is nirvana. So that's why it's different type of energy. It's not the energy that's the restless type of energy. So the kind of energy that the leads you to your mind will not be peaceful. So this is a quite a good practice. Then some at times that helps you, and then especially when you find that it's very difficult to focus on the object, and that because you don't have enough energy and you don't have enough joy. Because of a peaceful mind, we do need the happiness. That's why happiness actually comes before the stillness, before for the development of wisdom. So happiness is always come before the stillness. That's why this path of practice, you know, the whole path of practice actually is a happy path. So maybe today I can do some guided meditations. Sympathetic joy. So please sit. So just choose a comfortable posture. If you can't sit on the floor, you can sit on the chair. So make yourself as comfortable as you can. And you start with just relaxing your body. So you begin with bringing someone that you respect or you love most in your life, or your benefactor, whoever that you like to rejoice, and this person has lots of good qualities. And just rejoice the goodness of this person, the good quality of this person. And even you can bring this person into your mind, the image of this person, you bring to your mind. And you reflect the good things that this person has done, all the kindness, all the help. And you started to arise the sense of gratitude, appreciation of this person. This sense of gratitude, the fact that you have this person in your life. Appreciate this person so much. And you rejoice the goodness of this person. You appreciate to have this person in your life. You can feel they have this joy aroused in your heart. And you bring someone to your mind that is neutral to you. Or someone that you know that is a kind person, a nice person, but you don't know that person so well. Or you reflect all the people in this hall. The fact that they have this good intention. And devotion to the practice. And come all the way here to Nalamara and sit in here and meditate. You rejoice in the goodness of all the people here, the person that's sitting next to you. You can feel cheerful joys in your heart, you started to bring someone that is quite difficult to you, and or your enemy, or someone that you dislike, and bring them to mind, and start to reflect the good qualities of this person. If you find that it's very difficult to reflect the goodness of this person, the good quality of this person, or you started to feel agitated or irritated when you think of this person, so not to push yourself. You try to go back to the first person that you can easily arise the joy. This joy, this rapture, they have a bit of excitement. But as you go deeper, your mind becomes more still. Just be with the joy. Stay with that. As you become very calm and peaceful, and the breath, it just become very obvious, and it's very easy to focus. You can start to pay attention on your breath. Focus on your in and out breath. we end the meditation session, just spend a few moments to observe the state of your mind right now before you end your meditation. Any questions or comments? Okay. No questions and comments. So everybody peaceful and calm. So whoever would like to continue to meditate, please do so.